This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Red Baron from Des Moines is. Red Baron, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
I love that.
For those playing at home, Red Baron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which team did LeBron and Bronny James play for?
The Lakers.
Correct. What band has the album Some Girls and Let It Bleed?
The Rolling Stones.
Yes. Chip the Wolf is the current mascot for what cereal?
Cookie Crisp.
Yes. What U.S. state is known as the natural state?
Vermont.
No.
Iowa.
No.
Arkansas.
Correct. What comedian has a new Netflix special titled Single Lady?
I'm going to pass.
Who wrote the horror novel It?
Stephen King.
Yes. How many months have 31 days?
Five.
No.
Seven.
Correct. Billie Eilish's song What Was I Made For was for what 2023 movie?
Wolverine Deadpool.
No.
Pass.
The first Wendy's opened in what Ohio city?
Columbus.
Yes. 28 quarters make up how many dollars?
Seven times four. Seven.
Correct.
Ooh.
Red Baron, you got eight correct. Ooh, that's pretty good. You what? Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Which team do LeBron and Bronny James play for?
The Los Angeles Nepo Babies.
No.
Lakers.
Correct. What band had the album Some Girls and Let It Bleed?
Rolling Stones.
Yes. Chip the Wolf is the current mascot for what cereal?
No idea. I'm going to say Life.
No.
Apple Jacks.
No.
Wolfies.
No. What U.S. state is known as the natural state?
What?
What U.S. state is known as the natural state?
Washington.
No.
Oh. Oregon?
No.
California?
No.
Not very natural. Nice.
What
very plastic.
Comedian they are has a new Netflix special titled Single Lady?
Is that what's her name? Nikki Glaser?
No.
Oh. Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
Cardi B?
No. Who wrote the novel It, the horror novel?
Stephen King.
Correct. How many months have 31 days?
Three.
No.
Four.
No.
Five.
No. Billie Eilish's song What Was I Made For was for what 2023 movie?
James Bond.
No.
Oh. Barbie.
Correct. The first Wendy's opened in what Ohio city?
Cleveland.
No.
Columbus.
Yes.
Damn it.
Too late. It does not matter, though, because, Steve, you got four correct, which is a loss, 8-4.
Nice job, Red Baron.
I'm now 4-3-3.
Well, we don't need to brag.
That's a pretty impressive record.
What comedian has a new Netflix special titled Single Lady?
Ali Wong. She's hilarious.
I don't know anything by her.
Wow.
She's really funny.
Yeah, she was in that whole Netflix show, Beef.
Beef.
Beef, yeah. It was really good.
Oh, that show that I never watched. I have no idea.
I'm not surprised you didn't watch it. And then one that Red Baron knew.
It's good?
Yes.
Oh, I know her.
There you go. You just had to pull up a picture.
Yeah, I did.
Chip the Wolf is a current mascot for what cereal?
Cookie Crisp.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't even know Cookie Crisp still existed.
I didn't either.
Of course it does.
Well, thanks, Danny. Cookies in the morning for kids, of course, all the time.
And that makes sense if his name is Chip.
Yeah.
He's like chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yeah, no.
You cracked the code.
I didn't put that together.
Sarah didn't.
Did you, Taryn, when I asked that question?
Yes.
Of course.
I feel like Cookie Crisp was when they were just like, you know what? We aren't even trying to pretend that these are slightly healthy for your children. We just took a box full of cookies, throw them in some milk, and here's your breakfast. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
There's like zero chance of that having any health benefits.
No nutritional value.
No.
Well, Steve, congrats on losing.
Thanks.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, it is a glorious time of year because football is in the air, and we are playing fantasy football with our friends at the men's room, and it has been very, very stiff competition all...
Has it?
All year long thus far.
For three of the four teams, maybe. It hasn't been very glorious for Danny and I tell you.
Well, you know
starting to question our ownership.
You know who should really be speaking about this is our commissioner, who is Mike Hawk from the men's room, who joins us this morning.
I need to talk to whoever's making the coffee around here. There's just too many grounds in this coffee.
Mike, we need to talk. As commissioner, how do we kick our general manager out of the league?
You wanted to usurp your coach?
I think
over
it's
here?
Time.
I feel it, and it definitely is time because we had a couple of very one-sided victories over here in week number 7. George and his touchdown tacos managed another fine team to victory over the weekend.
That's Taryn and Sarah's team.
Kind of. Leading them to 118 to an 86 victory against 90 pounds of D. Didn't help that Thrill and Ted were operating without both a kicker as well as a starting quarterback.
Oh, my.
What?
Not
so
again.
Stupid.
I know. Well, we might have to talk about
this. No, when do we get to play them again? We need a victory.
Definitely not next week because there's a little bit more show infighting going on next week. So it might
can
be
we
the
wait until
day.
After that game? Then we can let Thrill and Ted know we need a victory.
That might be a good call there. On the other side of things, we did have the big Black Hawks taking on the Bowie Buddies, who, despite their best efforts, could not face us. As we won 163 against 81 for you guys.
We didn't even crack 100.
No.
What happened, Danny?
They doubled your score.
I don't know what happened. The Seahawks did great. However, Alvin Kamara decided not to show up, apparently.
Yep.
Oh, dude, what is going on? I know. I thought, you know, we're good. We got that guy. He's a beast.
Yeah. Well, you know what it was is your coach put in the Atlanta defense who was playing the Seahawks, and that's already a no-no. You never play the team against the team that you're rooting for.
Duh.
Just against the rules right there because you guys also left 17 points on the board with the Rams defense who just was riding your guys' bench all weekend long.
Well, you know.
Sam Darnold.
I probably would have went with that too. I can't give Danny too hard of a time.
Your top scoring players, two of which came from the touchdown tacos. You guys were the only ones who actually got the top scoring players on there. You had Jahmyr Gibbs and Saquon Barkley, who put up a combined 58 points for you guys, which would have been carried to your total if you guys hadn't left Jahmyr Gibbs on the bench. So thank George for that one because he left 32 points just riding the bench on that one.
Yikes.
So now, because we are the dead last team.
Correct.
Yet again, we have to make an appearance on the men's room.
One of you two will be coming on to take on the FCC, putting $325,000 on the line.
So far, I'm 1-1 at it. Danny, do you want to give it a try?
I'm ready to go.
I did pretty good last week.
You did. You nailed it. You
crushed
it. One in the win column.
Yes.
So that was good. You know, it doesn't have to be a bad thing. You just have to stay later. On Friday, we drink. It's fun.
Mike, that is the bad thing. I want to go home, sit around, and wait to flub up something on the radio.
Right.
Danny, it's your turn.
I'm ready to go.
Good luck, Danny.
Are you ready?
We're rooting for you.
Work on your tongue twisters. You know, get loosened up. Get ready.
So are we just like guaranteed that we're going to have to ride the bull at the end of the year? Because isn't that at the end of the year, the worst team has to ride the bull at Cowgirls, right?
Yeah. So it's the team that comes in fourth. So we can do it however way you want to go, which I kind of feel like I know how you guys are going to go. No matter what, we're all in the playoffs.
So whoever comes in last in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Danny, there's still a chance.
Yes, let's go.
So there is still a chance. You guys do still have a chance. However, just with the number of quarterbacks that are starting to fall, like my team already has a quarterback that's been benched. 90 pounds of D has two quarterbacks that just aren't playing right now. Jacoby Brissett hasn't played in the last few weeks. You guys actually, the Bowie buddies, Steve and Danny, you guys actually have the only two operating quarterbacks.
Who's our quarterbacks?
Sam Darnold and Jaden Daniels.
Correct. And hey, both of which are on fire right now. The Vikings just hit their first loss of the season.
Let's go.
So when it came to luck, you guys lucked out really well with the quarterbacks, but we might have to reassess who the lowest rated quarterbacks are and make a few swap outs for us teams.
No,
that are struggling
you made
here.
Your bed, you yeah. lay in it, buddy.
Yeah, those are the ones and the defenses you cannot switch out. I remember those rules.
That's fair.
You guys made that very clear.
Yes, we did.
So you have to live and die by those rules.
And it was foggy by what happens if one of the guys gets, you know, injured or benched. But we'll figure that out. We'll figure that. Maybe they just ride without a quarterback.
Well, that's on you guys for not thinking it through.
We never think anything through, man.
Oh, so you guys are like us. You guys are like us.
Well, and even without our quarterbacks, we would still beat the Bowie Buddies. Mm. So.
Correct.
We don't even need quarterbacks.
Well,
really.
When the playoffs come around, the Bowie Buddies are a completely different team.
Yeah, no more messing around.
Yeah, hey, yeah we don't mind going on the radio and screwing up words and doing silly reindeer games. But we're not riding a bull.
You got to just lay in wait till you slip into the playoffs. Then you're a sleeper team.
That's right.
Mike Hawk from the men's room. Thank you for waking up early with us and giving us a little fantasy football update on the
week. My pleasure.
And people can go to our social media pages if they want to check out the screenshots of how all of our teams are doing so they can play along and just laugh at Danny and I and our bad decisions.
Check out the carnage.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us and we'll hook you up with tickets to see Jerry Cantrell at the Moore Theater coming up March 9th of next year. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mig Show.
All morning long, we have received texts and phone calls from our beloved Rockaholics, but we have not yet had a chance to chat with everybody. But the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have anything on your mind that needs to be discussed. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier in the week, we were talking about Sarah meeting with a financial planner and asked what kind of side hustles our Rockaholics have had over the years. And David from Lake Stevens, you want to tell us about yours.
Okay. I had to start driving a limousine in the Bay Area because my wife quit her job.
Okay.
And because of my education, I was getting the number one clients. I was driving to Calistoga to pick up Joe Montana, took Diane Feinstein to her daughter's wedding, and the big money maker was the fact that there was the dot-com boom going on in, you know, the San Jose, South Bay area, and all these geeks were flying up a bunch of girls from the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, some bunch of horny nerds.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then to try and impress them, what they would try and do is give me a bunch of money as a tip. And I'm going, okay.
Yeah, this is and the best job ever.
Oh, dude, it was great. That's how I met my current wife.
Wait, was she one of the Playgirls or Playboy girls?
No. She was working for a company in San Francisco.
Gotcha.
She had good stock options. But at any rate, even when they had the New Year's from the 1900s now into the year 2000, I got to drive a guy to a big party, and he was rich. And he had with him for the celebration. And when I got home, or dropped him off at home, he gave me a sip. He had a bottle of Armagnac that was sealed in 1900.
Damn.
So that alcohol was 100 years old.
How did it taste?
Oh, my God. It was smooth as hell.
Oh, that'd be funny if you're like, it tasted like crap. You're like, really old.
Thanks, David.
Thanks for the call, David. That's awesome.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And we were talking about things that inspired us to maybe move to a different part of our lives, get a better job, that kind of thing. And Craig from Lake Taps would like to weigh in on this.
Craig, what were you inspired by?
Well, I was inspired by finding out my wife decided she wanted to cheat with my best friend and then took the kids and left to live with her grandma.
Oh my gosh, dude. With your best friend?
Well, not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you find out? Did she tell you? Did he tell you? How did you get to the bottom of that?
So she, back in February, came out to me and told me that she was polyamorous. And we were trying to work through it. And me being a husband that wants to see his wife happy, I was trying to be supportive. I never really got my head around to all of it. And he was specifically on the, no, this isn't going to fly list. And that didn't stick, I guess. So they ended up hooking up and whatnot and went out on a camping trip, and the rest is history. I kind of broke down mentally and got myself a new therapist, a psychiatrist, got myself on medication, and now I'm waiting to finish up ground school to go through flight school to pursue my passion.
So in a roundabout way, not that you want to go through that kind of crap ever in your life, but it, in a way, kicked you in the butt to turn your life around.
Yeah, no, and it's a very vindictive, I want to be successful, because I want to show her that she gave up on me at my lowest, and I couldn't care less that she decided to leave.
Well, dude, I only hope nothing but the best for you, man. I hope. Are you in a new relationship? How are things going otherwise?
No, I'm living in a 3-bedroom house completely alone with a cat. I spend my time having probably too much alcohol and playing too many video games.
Honestly. And the cat doesn't nag you to stop playing video games, does it?
No. Cat nags me to get outside with the owls.
Oh, boy.
Right on, Craig. Thanks, well, Craig. I'm glad you're doing better, man.
Another inspirational story from Justin in Ferndale. Tell us what inspired you.
So what inspired me, good morning, was actually, back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, Discovery Channel had on Monster Garage, BattleBots,
yes,
and MythBusters, and that really inspired me to get into metal fabrication.
So the BattleBots, that was when they had like they built those things and they just kind of went to battle, like they were just like little combat vehicles, right?
Basically like RC cars with like a chainsaw on them.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I went down the rabbit hole like when I was a kid. I'm like, I want to build these crazy cars, build a battle bot, do all this crazy fun stuff. So I went to school to become a welder and learned metal fabrication and started off my career with that, and then found out about the machining side of it, became a CNC programmer, a machinist. I'm now the head machinist at my work. And this also got me funny enough into 3D printing. So that's why you guys have those medals and all that other fun stuff too.
That's amazing, dude. And thank you again for all of those. And so did you ever build yourself a BattleBot?
Funny enough, I'm in the process of designing like a, they're called ant weights, which are like, think of ones you can like pick up in your hand, but they do competitions down in like Seattle and California, but I'm kind of doing it just for fun to see how it is. But if it gets kind of fun, it might be something for me and my kids to do.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. Rock on, Justin. Appreciate it.
You guys have an awesome day.
You too. Well, Migs, I learned that something happened to you yesterday and it involved your kid and you were brought to tears.
Yeah, and then I realized rather quickly after that I'm quite the moron.
Are you now?
I mean, maybe.
Okay.
I'll let you decide.
We will find out what happened at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show with Taryn Daly.
Sometimes I like nibble on his like knuckle skin.
And Steve Migs.
What is going on right now?
On The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Steve Migs. I want to hear this story because apparently you came home and Tatum had done something that brought you to tears as the big tough dad that you are.
Oh, yeah, because I'm very tough. I came home. You know, sometimes it's just like, oh, how's this going to go? You never know what kind of mood you're going to get. And she's got a huge smile on her face and mom's just like, go look at the counter by the kitchen. I was like, okay, I go over there and there's this drawing. And this is going to sound so stupid, but it was a drawing of the three of us, and Tatum's in the middle, and she drew it all with the sun, the sky. She even wrote her name Tatum on it, and we're all holding hands. Oh. And I mean, you know, first of all, we're all the same height, which I mean, whatever. She's a kid. She can figure that out. But like, to give you guys a little backstory, for like the longest time, for some reason, like all she would draw were like her, the dog, mom, her cousin Eastland. And I was just like, man, I'm not going to make this an issue because she's four, not even five yet. But I was like, this is a bummer, man. You don't ever draw your old man.
There's no proof of your existence in her drawings.
But I was like, am I doing something wrong? Are you just trying to like phase me out? You know, you overthink it, you get like stupid dad anxiety. Come to realize the reason why she hasn't been drawing me is because I have no hair.
She's bald shaming you?
Well, she likes drawing hair. So like if you look at this picture, mom, Sid, she's got a giant bun because sometimes Sid puts her hair in a ponytail. So she loves drawing mom because then she gets to draw this giant, like, big clump of hair on top of her head. Of course, she likes drawing herself and Eastland. They've got long hair. DJ's got a lot of hair. Grandma's got hair. And then I was like, oh, crap. Problem solved. I need to start growing my hair.
A skullet?
Yes.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I guess it's not really, it's not as challenging for her. She just draws a circle with a smiley face and that's dad.
So boring. It's so basic. Boring.
Yeah, I was like, all right, mental note, start wearing wigs around the house.
I'm so excited you made the drawing.
I know, and I'm such a dork because I'm like, I want to have this framed. I'm going to put it up in like my little area, which is the garage. But you know what? That's good enough. Or I'll bring it to work.
Yeah. I'd be happy to see that hanging in our walls here.
I took a picture of it just in case it gets ruined. I have proof that she at one point drew a picture
of her. At least one time.
At least once. I was like, maybe I'll get it tattooed on my back. And I was like, okay, I've gone too far. Thank you.
I'll support that.
No.
It's not the, I mean, it's a good drawing for a four-year-old, but it's not tattoo worthy. Please don't.
No. I think it's a terrible idea.
Your neck isn't even attached to your body.
It's not.
Oh my God, Sarah, you are horrible.
She's not wrong.
You know what? I'll put it up on my Twitter. Just go at I'm Steve Migs. I'll post a picture of the family on my Twitter page.
Rockaholics, we are here to inform you, and we will do that with the Daily Migs download next.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. This Sunday, your Seattle Seahawks are at home taking on the Buffalo Bills. A real good test for the Seattle Seahawks. And thankfully, they addressed one of their big issues, and that's the linebacker position. A trade happened yesterday as they got linebacker Ernest Jones IV from the Tennessee Titans in exchange for a linebacker Jerome Baker, who really wasn't doing much for the team. Just wasn't up to par. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Also just excited that the Seahawks making some trades, doing some things before the trade deadline, obviously telling the players, like, look, we're in it. Let's keep this train a rolling.
Let's go, Hawks. And speaking of the Seahawks, they have designated right tackles Abraham Lucas. Can I get a go Cougs, Danny?
Go Cougs.
And George Fant to return to practice Neither player will be playing this Sunday, and their activation is going to be decided within the next couple of weeks. And this is going to be really big news for Abe Lucas, who had knee surgery and has not been able to play the season yet. So Coach Mike McDonald was asked about Abe, and he talked about his injury.
Timelines get moving and shaking based on there's like strength with the leg that's, you know, with the ratios, all the smart people are telling me. So I think
I just love how just like down to earth Mike McDonald is. He just seems like a bro that you want to just post up at a bar and BS with this guy, right?
Clink glasses with him.
Probably at the Coug, right?
You know it, baby.
I think that's just what was going on, you know. It gets a little frustrating when the timelines shift, but that's just the nature of what we do.
Was it a microfracture surgery or what was it?
I couldn't tell you.
I think he said shoot, but he also kind of worked the other word that starts with the letter SH and ends with the letter, you know, what skis. And I was like, I don't know. We should probably bleep it.
Microfracture, I don't mean... Sorry.
Is it all realistic?
Struggling with the medical questions lately.
So fantastic.
I couldn't tell you.
Hey, Spirit Airlines, passengers on a flight from Dallas to Los Angeles were a little freaked out, and I would be too. Imagine being on a plane, and they are calling it a super rat, spotted running around the overhead bin. Passengers were freaking out. Somebody pulled out their cell phone, of course, recorded it. This thing was gnarly looking, and it's running around. The video's gone viral. In fact, here's audio from one of the passengers talking about the super rat.
Got a whole super rat.
This sparked, it sparked some concern because of a danger from it chewing some wires. Ooh. They didn't want that to happen. Now, they did address the issue. Social media users, of course, are having a lot of jokes saying that basically it's Ratatouille meeting snakes on a plane. And we had to check with our resident airline expert, Coach Mike McDonald, and if it was going to cause any damage, and he had this to say.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
The Chicago Marathon was last week, and a video of a late finisher is going viral. Jeanette Young took just over 10 hours to do it, but she never gave up.
How long is it? Clearly, it's less than 10 hours, but how long does it usually take to do a marathon for, like, an average Joe?
Four hours?
I've seen more than that. Probably, like, 4 to 5.
Okay.
Oh, a marathon, yeah.
Yeah, marathon, 26 point whatever miles.
What were you thinking, marathon?
Well, I was thinking half marathon. Just a 5K. Couple hours.
5K.
But by the time she finished, the organizers had packed up, so her mom made a homemade finish line out of a belt. Here she is crossing the finish line.
Yeah, my pants are falling down.
I don't know why, but I could totally picture Rose.
Oh, yeah.
I could picture your mom doing that.
Absolutely.
Like, just like, oh, poor Taryn. She's so slow. But I ain't giving up on her. I'll wait. And here, let's use my belt, and she can run past that.
Real quick, can we ask our friend Sarah over here how she feels about this?
Danny told me this story earlier this morning.
It's a feel-good story.
You know, I had some different words for that. I said it was very embarrassing. That everyone packed up already. They gave up on her. She took too long. She should have trained harder.
Oh, do you think, like, the organizers are like, look, there's still one lady that's still going, Jeanette, and she's still got at least 2 more hours. I'm like, we can't pay everybody to stick around. F it. Let's tear it down.
And they all tore it down. No one stayed for her.
Yeah, let's check with Coach Mike McDonald and see what he thinks about all of this.
I couldn't tell you.
All right, thanks a lot. Hey, as far as weather, we are going to be hitting a high of 55 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. Tonight, the Kraken are at home taking on the undefeated Winnipeg Jets. They're 6-0. Ooh. They got to lose at some point. Why not tonight? And that game's happening at Climate Pledge Arena. That's the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
I couldn't tell you.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.